Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, y'all. This is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. You are listening to Grilling Guys. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What you got cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Thanks for joining us. It is the weekend. If you're hearing our voices, that means a great radio station in your market has good sense, and they pick up our show.
Or might have had a lack of programming. You okay. Never know.
Or that.
Yeah.
We are the smokiest show on the airwaves. You can check us out on the interweb, thegrillinguys.com. If you look at our site, you'll notice that on the right-hand side, there's two opportunities to pick up our broadcast at the top and bottom on the right side. Then a long list of icons, logos on the right that'll show all of our sponsors. Click on those. You'll get their current deals, like on grills or on, thermopens, olive oil, whatever it is you like. Those people will put you in touch with some great products. You can head us on the Facebook page / The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's GrillingGuy_Bob.
So if you don't want to listen to us and you want to just communicate with us, you now know how to do that.
That's right.
Excellent.
Podcasting is huge, and ours is free, as many are, but it's a great way to pick up the show. We'll send it right to your phone or your iPad or, somebody you hate.
Listen to Bob at your convenience. That's what it's all about, man.
Wow, you should pay for that.
Right.
You've been paying for 10 years.
I got the T-shirts all made up. But anyway, Barbecue Bob was just talking before the show here about what I grilled this week. Had a pretty traditional week. Going to be doing some corned beef and cabbage for the holiday that's coming up here, but I haven't done it yet. So this last week, it was simply steaks on the grill. We've got Lisa's son is joined us for a week. He's between teams, and he's a pro hockey player, mm-hmm. and he's moving from one team to the other. And he's a very lean eating machine. He doesn't eat anything that's terribly bad for you, but he eats a lot of it. And so it's kind of cool to be able to cook for somebody like that. But he was the guy that I had a small failure on the grill this week with, is that first time I'd cooked for him, I said, hey, how do you like your steak? He goes, rare. So I'm thinking to myself, usually don't cook rare steaks for anybody, but so I had ribeyes. I put mine and Lisa's on, got them done on one side, and then put his on. When I flipped over ours, I put his on and cooked it for about 3-4 minutes on each side. I'm looking at it. I'm touching it. It's still pretty giving, right? So I'm thinking, well, that's got to be rare. It was colored on the outside, but still it had to be really – I don't ever cut them. You know that, right? So I put it on his plate at dinner, and it was too rare for him, which I didn't use –
I don't use think there
it.
Is such a thing.
Well, I didn't use a thermometer, but it was still kind of that purpley red on the inside. I thought that's what he liked, but I didn't know what rare was because I don't really cook them that way. I wasn't using a thermopen. That was the thing. So I had no idea what the internal temperature was. They were on the counter for only about 20 minutes before I cooked them. Anyway, put it back on after he took a couple bites, brought it back to him thinking I was doing a bet. Nope, still too rare. So I'm thinking that maybe
he wants medium rare.
Maybe he did. Right. But my point was I made a couple trips back out to the grill thinking that I knew what I was doing, and maybe I didn't.
Here's your fail.
What's that?
You should let him do that.
Right.
Take your steak out to the grill and go wait on yourself.
Right. Well, he's a guest at this point.
No. No, but it's his mom's house.
Right. Yeah,
no,
that's true.
Get your ass out there.
Right.
Take care of your own steak.
So the other
joppy,
thing.
Joppy. Don't coddle.
Right. Yeah, right.
This is a new relationship.
He is 26 years
it's
old.
It's a new right. relationship yeah. for you. Train this kid right. He's right. a man for right. crying out loud.
Yeah. So with that, to focus a little bit on that healthy stuff, I took Brussels sprouts, cut them in half, And I took my cast iron, this charcoal grill, I took my cast iron skillet out to the grill, set it on one side, let it get hot, cut those Brussels sprouts in half, poured in some Old World Olive Company garlic EVO, let that come to a crackling a little bit, and then threw those Brussels sprouts in there, and then finished them with the maple balsamic that she has at Old World Olive Company. When Shasta was here a few weeks ago, she talked about that. Unbelievable, because it caramelized a little bit at the end. It gets thicker.
No bacon.
I didn't. I just did the straight-up Brussels sprouts. I don't think he wanted the fat in the bacon, frankly. I mean, you know, professional athlete, he's trying to be really fit. He has to be. His stamina in hockey is amazing that you got to have. But anyway, long story short, that was what I grilled, and those came out fantastic, but just simple two ingredients.
You didn't have to bring the Brussels sprouts back to the grill?
No, I didn't. No, when those were all dark in that pan.
I'm clipping your man card next time.
Right, yeah. No, but that was it. So that was what I grilled. It was a reasonable success, but it was all good. But
sounds good. My buddy came over the other night, and I did just a piece of sirloin I had, and Maureen happened
one
to
of my
be
favorite
out.
Cuts.
Yeah, Maureen happened to be out, and all of a sudden, it's like I think you can't really hardly even see our house through the woods from anywhere. But yet, as soon as Maureen leaves, my neighbor Bill Kozak comes over,
right,
and he's trying to mooch a glass of wine.
Well, that's because the wind was blowing his way. Yeah. He could smell, man.
And then my neighbor James from down the hill comes up. And it's like, oh, all of a sudden you'd think I had this set up in advance. But it's like, okay, well, good thing I got a great big steak here, because I started getting the steak ready. And, well, you know, I kind of had to have a glass of wine.
Or two.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. But I'm really laying low on the beer right now. I'm trying to get my Nancy figure back.
Yeah.
So I'm doing my wife's in a big push for diet, and we're
springtime
competing
shape.
We're competing with each other,
right,
on the calories and the point count. She's big on whatever that company you got to buy the app, and Weight Watchers.
Oh,
so she's tracking all the food and the points. I'm just cooking it and trying to follow
right.
The bouncing ball.
Newsflash, you just got to disconnect that mechanism that every time you bend your elbow, your mouth opens.
Yeah.
Right? When you disconnect that, I think that losing weight is just portion control.
It is.
And being smart.
And that's what Weight Watchers does, really.
Right.
They all have their own different attitude. What I do like about their plan is you can basically eat as much fruit as you want. And I love this time of year. I mean, any time of year. But I hit oranges like crazy when they start coming up from Florida.
Right.
Yep. But also things like asparagus and stuff like that on the grill, I really love. Chicken breasts are really low points. Sirloin wasn't too bad. It was something I didn't get at Sobeys. I bought it at the big box store down the road, and it was real mediocre.
Right.
I was kind of disappointed in it, but I was really hungry. So yeah. I have a beautiful corned beef that I'm going to be putting in the Dutch oven.
Is that how you're going to do it? You know, I have one of those now.
I know.
I don't use it as often as maybe you do, but I do use it. Yeah.
You right. can actually make a corned beef in yours.
Right.
Now. So here's what you want to do is throw that thing in the Dutch oven. You can put the spices on that they give you in it or not. But I like
almost like a pickling spice, right?
Yeah. And it's almost too much because they've already corned it. So I don't know where they head with that. But what I do is I just rub a bunch of pepper on it. It won't need any salt. And then I'll pour a can of Guinness in it, and I'll put some onions on it, and I'll throw it in the oven for about 3 hours. And then I'll pull it out, put more Guinness in it, and I'll cut up a cabbage head into quarters, and I'll just lay those on top and maybe throw a little more water in it because it'll need something else other than beer, and throw it back in for a couple more hours. It'll be gorgeous.
And you're doing that in the oven at what temperature?
In the Dutch oven. Yeah, 3 1/4.
Okay.
Not in any hurry.
All right. Well, that sounds yummy, man. Simple, easy recipe,
they're so
too.
Easy.
Yeah.
You just have to give it time and hydration.
All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to try to dive into a little bit of a healthy menu for you guys. Sometimes we don't focus on that, and we're going to this week. So stick with us. We'll be back.
This is
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Back, you listen to Grilling Guys, a little pre-St. Paddy's Day music to get you tuned up there. Brian, we're celebrating the season of the St. Paddy's Day here. I mean, the next time you hear our voices next weekend, it'll be come and gone. So we thought we'd touch a little bit on it. Bob, during the break, we talked a little bit about corned beef. That cut of meat, you go in the big box stores and buy it. You can go in your favorite butcher and buy it. It's a cured or brined, not cured, brined piece of beef brisket, right? And you've talked about the deckle and the flat on a brisket before. This is the flat, and the reason you can tell that is it's a consistent thickness from left to right, front to back, right?
Right.
Usually, I mean, and they come in a bag of solution, right?
Mm-hmm. They call it corned, so it's kind of brined, but it's not really the same as a brine. It's the corning process, and I don't think it came from New York, so I don't know really how it evolved. But I know I've done recipes years ago to corn venison, which is a great way to use a venison roast that maybe you don't have any use for. And the guy I got the corning recipe from swore by it. I still have not done it. But, corned beef is very, very healthy because the flat is a very lean piece. Mm-hmm. And I love brisket anyway. But cabbage, I mean, it's all good. It's just roasted. You've got roasted cabbage and some other root vegetables. But the cabbage in particular is extremely healthy for you.
Right.
And there's like four vegetables I've told you before that caught my attention years ago. Four vegetables that actually have an element that fights cancer, and cabbage is one of them. I believe Brussels sprouts is another.
Broccoli.
Cauliflower and broccoli.
Right.
So if you try and hit those as much as you can, you're probably up in your odds if these scientists know anything.
Right. Last night, got home a little late, I have a charcoal grill, and was going to light it up, and I looked up, and it's like 10 after 7. I was doing some stuff right after.
And it was raining.
Right. So I decided to use the wok instead. I got an electric wok that I use.
Really?
Yeah. And really enjoy cooking in a wok. I feel like everything, you don't lose anything. Everything stays right in with the meat and the seasonings and the juices. And so got that out. And we took one of those ribeyes, because I bought a few of them because the meat eater's there with us now, and cut them in thin strips. Across the grain, right, of
is
the steak.
Is that from that loin I picked up for you?
Nope. These
you
were
just bought
some ribeyes. But cut them thick, maybe a quarter inch thick across the grain, make long strips. Well, as you know, a ribeye has rings of fat in there.
Yep.
So I cut all the fat out. Some were short thin, some were long, whatever, if I got to cut. But I stir-fried those up.
I'm getting really hungry.
I know. I stir-fried those up, took those out. And then we were talking about broccoli just a minute ago being one of your super veggies that's really good for you. Put the meat in a little bowl because it was done to medium rare like I like it. I put the broccoli and some onion in there and a little bit of teriyaki sauce. Not the heavy gooey stuff, but just teriyaki liquid. Put it in there, stirred that stuff up, dropped that beef back in there, let it get warm again for about 3 or 4 minutes, covered it, or a little more of that teriyaki in there and covered it so it kind of steamed a little bit. and then took the lid off, covered it with shaved almonds, slivered almonds, and stirred that up a little bit and put it on the table. It was it was pretty, too. I mean, the you don't
Did you take a picture of it?
What? I didn't. I was too busy feeding it. but the you know the key is not to cook the broccoli too much. It's still bright green.
Oh yeah,
the onions are white and the almonds there. It was just it was a pretty dish when it was sitting on the plate.
Yeah, you know
and
what,
it's really good.
You know
for
what
you.
Goes up nice with that too is some red pepper.
Right.
So red bell peppers work really well. You can actually even get some small tomatoes and slice them in half and throw them in there.
Right.
And then, of course, green pepper. And I like a stout onion when I do stir fry. I don't use a sweet onion.
Right.
But
maybe like a red onion or a white one?
Yeah, red or a Spanish. But then I also like to diagonally cut some green beans or julienne some green beans. And those are fantastic in a stir fry because, you know, you just want as many veggies in there as you can to give you something for a good push the next day.
You know, we had... We had Dubisky on last week, the butcher fish salesman.
Butcher of Baghdad. Or yeah,
yeah right. He's a knowledgeable guy. But back to the healthy part of this is fish is a great thing. And I haven't done it yet, but I want to do it this weekend, is explore these steaky fish that he was talking about, the swordfish or the shark or whatever it is, and get a couple pieces of that because it intrigued me. It sounded pretty simple to grill, and I was – I've just never done it, and I'm wondering what it's going to taste like when I get it done. But I think that if I'm focusing on a little bit of healthier
proteins.
Fish is
a fantastic way to go,
right.
Absolutely. And swordfish and tuna are two that are big enough to give you a steak. Mahi-mahi, like I had the other night, and I was really disappointed in. It was at a restaurant. I won't say where. But I read the description of it, and I thought, wow, that's like crazy. I got to try it. Well, sometimes if it sounds crazy, it really is.
Yeah.
It does not work. And this had a combination of peppers and stuff and hot pepper and, like, I don't know, Southwestern blend. And then it took over with a honey cinnamon glaze and pear. And it's like, yeah, that glaze ruined a beautiful piece of fish.
I see.
So you got to be careful how crazy. It's an experiment. I wouldn't put it on a menu anyway.
Well, you know, a little rule of thumb there is if those – flavors don't look like something I'd normally eat, I usually don't cook with them, right? I mean, I don't mind experimenting
a little
bit.
These were all things I used.
Right.
But
honey, pear,
nice
cinnamon
restaurant.
All together, that's kind of goofy.
Well,
you know, sounds like a jam or something.
It sounds like one of the balsamics at Old World.
Yeah.
Which is really good. That's why I gave it a shot. And I don't know, is it cinnamon pear that they have?
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it a shot. And it's like, yeah, sounded good, but didn't work with that Southwestern flavor you took off with your spice profile.
Well, there's another thing is the balsamics are vinegars, and they're very healthy for you. Full of antioxidants, so are the oils that you get there. So get away from the butters, get away from the creams. Go to this Old World Olive Company. We pitch them as often as we can because their stuff is good.
Well, like I've always said, and you have too, it changes the way you cook. When you find all these arsenals – it's just like if you're a soldier and you're only using an M16 and then the sergeant takes you into the armory and says, well, look what we got here, and you find the saw and you find 203s and you find all these other cool things. It changes the way you go to war, right? So when you are out doing battle with that grill, you need to have an arsenal of weapons and good balsamics. Good olive oils, man.
Right.
You want to look good at the end of this thing.
Shelf life on those balsamics is a few years.
Yeah.
So if you're going to invest in a $15 bottle of balsamic, don't worry about it. You're right. And I use the lime on chicken all the time.
Balsamic?
Yes. No. I'm sorry. The olive oil. The lime olive oil.
Meyer lime?
Yeah. And roll that Meyer lemon. I think it's Persian lime.
Yes,
But anyway, I roll it in that and then put my seasoning profiles on with that lime as the base, and it's just phenomenal flavor, and it's super healthy for you. So anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about something that maybe isn't quite as healthy for you. Our friend Billy Quinn from Quinn and Tui's is going to be here. It is a Irish tradition to have Billy on this show, and we're looking forward to him. So stick with us. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at StandaleLumber.com.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Bob, one of our favorite holidays, I think it is probably your wife's favorite holiday, is coming up next week, and that is St. Patty's Day. And the Grilling Guys have had a tradition for many years that we have our next guest in the studio. So.
That's right. And I'd have to say that I met this guy's kid before I met him because he used to work close to me.
Everybody screens you a little bit, Bob.
Yeah. and then he told me who his dad was, and I think we called the thing Pete Brown's office at one point in time. Okay. But anyway, it's Billy Quinn from Quinn and Dewey's.
Yeah. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So a lot of people call it Toots because Rick's name is Tui, and it's T-U-I-T-E-S, I believe.
Yeah. Actually, you know, the Irish pronunciation would be Chute. Like
Chute.
Yeah. Quinn and Chute.
Like I Chute that gum?
Right? You know, it's similar to that, yeah. but to anglicize.
Walk off without your phone?
Yeah. Anglicize Tui because you answer the phone and you say Chute and they say what? So it's just easier to say Quinn and Tui's.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
So that's how the term "toot your horn" came,
right?
Yeah. shoot.
So Billy, you join us every year. Thanks again for making time. I know this is a busy time of year for you with St. Patty's Day is what actually Tuesday.
Yep.
Here we are on Saturday, and I know your place opens up early because this celebration isn't about a day. It's about a few days, right?
Actually, it is. We actually started last Saturday, just to let you know for future reference. The first Saturday of March every year is my actual favorite day of the year, more so than St. Patrick's Day, and is our Irish Family Day.
Okay.
So at our pub, we have families with all the kids. We let them run wild, do what they want. We have Irish dancers and musicians. We let the kids color, and we have a fundraiser for Kids Food Basket.
Oh, nice.
Where we take in food and donations. We set up a hot dog bar for the kids, green Kool-Aid. It's my favorite day of the year.
Well, really. I can see why.
Well, my kids have always run wild there.
Well, that's what
but
it's all about.
They're in their 20s.
Yeah, so did mine.
Yeah. Well, so you brought us in a little nip. It's traditional for us. And of course, on St. Patrick's Day, when I see you down there, you and I always have a shot, to be sure. And it's been something different every year. But tell us what you got here.
Well, today I brought in an old traditional Tullamore Dew. I don't think we ever did that here in the studio. So
right.
I thought we'd go back to a little tradition and we do. I have to tell you this, though. You'll be amazed, Bob. We now have in stock in my bar over 80 Irish whiskeys.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't know there were that many.
Yeah.
And so, so you travel to Ireland on a
yeah.
regular basis. And now, are those all? I mean, do you have to import those in, or are there local distributors, or how do? I mean, I don't want to.
No, that's okay.
Get you in trouble. But.
No,
the ones in the bar through a distributor.
Yeah, not my bar at home, but the bar right, itself. Yeah, yeah. You have to buy it through the state of Michigan.
Yeah, sure.
And anytime there's a new one out, we do get it, and by far we have the largest selection anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know there were 80 Irish whiskeys. Yeah.
Nope.
So anyway, Quinn and Tui's, it's on Plainfield Avenue in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's on the northeast end of town. Get there early if you want to go, but you're going to see so many Irish bands that you'll fall asleep before probably you get through them all.
Only if you drink a lot.
Right.
And that could happen.
Yeah.
But there's usually a little cover charge. You have like corned beef and cabbage there to keep people fed. And usually gravy, and then there's always all kinds of pies and stuff.
Yeah, he gives you desserts, too, just to keep you straight.
Yeah, that's right. And so tell us what bands you have coming in this year.
Okay, actually on Saturday, which is parade day.
Today.
Yes. Yep. We have, starting at 1 o'clock after the parade, we have the Conklin Cayley Band, which is kind of like it's been our house band for 25 years.
Right.
And they're going to play, and then we're going to have Brendan Lowry from Donegal, Ireland. He's going to play a one-hour set in the afternoon.
Now, he's been there before.
Yeah. I have to be honest with you. I got to be careful what I say about favorites, but he is one of my favorites. He is a true Irish rebel, grew up in the Troubles in Ireland. He's the only person that I'll get on stage and explain to the crowd that non-apologetically he can say and sing what he wants. If you're offended by it, I apologize. But he's a true Irishman. He has that right. That's the way I feel about it. So.
Well, and you know what? You're in an adult environment in your bar. I mean, other than Family Day that you described. I mean, this is a drinking establishment. It's an Irish pub, right?
Yeah. And he sings about the Troubles and, you know, all rebel music. I mean, that's his thing. He will not sing. I hope they're not a sponsor of yours, but he will not sing in any Fado Irish pub in the world.
Right.
Their imitation.
Fadeau?
Yeah, Fadeau. They have them in Chicago. They have them all over. And they
never
don't
heard of them.
They don't allow him to sing Irish rebel music.
Mm. Sure.
And to me, how can you tell an Irishman not to do it? Yeah.
Yep. So who else you got there then?
Okay, and then he's going to play for an hour during the day. And then there's a really good young fellow called Colin Tobin, a solo artist that's going to play. And then after him, another, we're keeping in the Colin tradition. We're going to go with a fellow named Colin Cooper.
And then Colin Quinn. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys and the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It is the weekend, and we are getting ready for St. Paddy's Day. You might be going down today, but you can go to Quinn and Tui's today, or you can head down, of course, any of the next couple of days. But Tuesday, you can go down there, and if you want to be DD and take my bride home, you can do that and save me a trip. Because I can't be there Tuesday, but Billy Quinn's in studio.
I will watch out for her, believe me.
I know you will. She'll have a slew of girls with her anyway. So, Billy Quinn from Quinn and Tui's, you've been a good friend for years. And give our regards to Rick.
Yeah.
What else can we talk about? You brought in some toll.
Well, we didn't cover the bands on St. Paddy's Day itself. Those were Saturday bands.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Tuesday,
and Saturday, too, to finish out, just so you know that Brendan Lowry will finish from 9 at night till closing.
Okay.
So that's
when. Tonight.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You can let your hair down and get into all the rebel music. And then coming up on Tuesday, we will have also the Conklin Cayley Band, the Two Collins, and a band called the Barley Saints.
I like that name.
Yeah, they're kind of like a Irish rock band.
Nice.
Celtic rock.
Yeah.
What time will they
be on? Upbeat. They'll play probably from 8:30 till closing.
Okay.
On Tuesday.
Just in time for me to catch them.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, let's do a little toast to Quinn and Tui's and St. Patrick's Day.
As they say in Ireland, sláinte.
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 I think they say that in Scotland, too.
Super smooth.
Wow, I haven't had Tullamore Dew for a while. It's really good.
Tell me again, this Tullamore Dew, this is one of your private bottles. How old is that? I mean, that's smooth as a baby's butt, man.
Actually, we do carry this at the bar. It's Bob and I were talking. They used to come in Crocs, and they still do, I guess. They brought them back. But this is kind of a old traditional Irish whiskey. And I'm going to tell you, I haven't had it in a while. I used to drink this a lot. I
forgot how good it was.
I forgot. It is fabulous.
It's so smooth.
It's really smooth. I might be back on this for a couple of days.
Zero bite.
Like I said, my brother-in-law turned me on to this 20 years ago or so, and it was really expensive at the time. I think the jug was like $54.
Yeah, the ceramic jug.
Yeah, and there's still not much more than that. They grew, and but you just the jug is really cool because you can put your finger in the ring and just take a little snort. But
for those that drink out of the bottle, Bob, that helps you.
It happens.
Yeah,
but I wasn't a whiskey fan at the time so much, not at least straight, and it was so good.
Billy, one last question. Yeah. Where can anybody find you if they want to join you over the next few days?
Quinn and Tui's Irish Pub. It's 1535 Plainfield Northeast. Is in the Creston Business District. And we'll be open Saturday from 10 till 2. That's today.
Right.
Sunday.
And then Sunday we open at noon. But Tuesday, the High Holy Day, will be 7 a.m. till Bob comes and picks his wife up.
Well, there you are. Billy, always a pleasure to have you in the studio with us. Thanks for making time. We'll come down and raise a glass with you on Tuesday and any other day that we get an opportunity to
do that.
To
we'll go through some of the 80 different whiskeys.
Right, exactly. All
okay.
Right. All right.
Thanks for having me, folks.
You bet. Thanks for coming in. Coming up next, Barbecue Bob was on a little work junket and ran across a little barbecue place that a husband and wife have opened over in Ithaca, Michigan. And we're going to talk to them because they got some cool stuff going on. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Nice bumper music there, Brian. We are celebrating the St. Paddy's Day holiday coming up on Tuesday. But you know what? You can't get started unless you start early. So we're after it. But Barbecue Bob, you went and traveled a little bit this week. You were out on work and found a gem, I heard.
That's right. And again, thanks again to Billy Quinn from Quinn and Tui's in Grand Rapids, Michigan on Plainfield Avenue.
Right.
It's the best Irish bar in West Michigan. I've been to a few in Detroit. This rides up there with all of those.
100% authentic.
Thanks again to our producer, Mr. Brian Fonger, the wizard of the big board, doing a good job there on the Irish bumper music for being a Hollander. That's not bad.
Yeah.
So I go to Mount Pleasant very often, every week, and I'm taking the shortcuts back, trying to find new dealers south of there. I work for Carrier, so I'm always looking for Carrier heating and cooling guys that I can bring into the family. And it's about lunchtime. It's before lunchtime, but I see this sign that says barbecue. They're not open.
Ah.
And I'm in Ithaca. And I'm like, man, I've never seen this place. So I went around to the side door, and I broke into the kitchen and found this nice man and his wife.
and I BS'd my way into their kitchen so I could sample things. And on the live line right now, we've got Chris Cook from Bones Barbecue. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Well, it was just a fun – I love discovering barbecue places, and you were very, very gracious. So I can tell right off the bat that when people walk into your establishment, they're going to feel the love of barbecue.
Yes. Yes, yes. We've only been here about a month and a half, so.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
Chris, word up, lock your door. Because you get guys, you get riffraff coming in the side door, and here you are, man. No, but I'm kidding, of course. But anyway, so a month and a half, what brought you to the barbecue world, man?
My wife, we've been in the restaurant industry pretty much my whole life. My parents had another restaurant, and we had this property here, just sitting here. My wife said, let's open a barbecue place, and we had zero experience with it, and away we went.
Wow. Hey, you know what? I admire your courage. Because
isn't that something?
Yeah, that's cool. But so a barbecue place, tell me what's cooking, man?
Our biggest thing is the brisket and ribs, and we tend to sell out of those every night. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Right. So explain that to me, selling out, because when a business runs out of inventory, usually that's a problem. But in the barbecue industry, that's a compliment, right? So
right.
You're cooking all night, right? And then or
yes.
Start in the middle of the night and getting ready to serve it during the day. What time do you open up? Do you serve lunch or is it just dinner?
We open at 11 o'clock.
Okay, so you are up all night putting meat on a smoker.
Yes, I usually get my wife to come in early.
So here's the cool thing, Jop. So I'm stumbling through this place, and very affable, very nice couple, just, you know, letting this big bullocks barge into their kitchen, you know, when they should have pulled a 38 on me. He's pulling out his homemade barbecue sauces.
Oh.
And I'm like, you've been in the business a couple months and you've already got sauce this good? I'm just looking at him thinking, man, that's weird. That's really weird. But good on you. You're going to do just fine, because I've seen guys who have Bravo Sierra barbecue get in the business and do just fine. So, you know, there's a bunch of those mediocre guys out there. So if you've been in the restaurant world your whole life and you start off this good, I think Bones Barbecue is going to be a destination in no time at all. And again, give us your location.
We are at 101 East Center in Ithaca, Michigan.
Yeah. So it just
sounds like right downtown.
Ithaca.
Yep.
It's the place to be.
Yeah. So Chris, tell me, let's go down your menu of the proteins. You've mentioned ribs. And you mentioned brisket. You doing any chicken? Doing any sausages? What's that look like?
We got smoked pork. We do smoked pork butt. And we smoke chicken breasts. And then we got a bunch of sides. We got roasted garlic, mashed potatoes, fresh green beans, homemade mac and cheese, homemade potato salad, and baked beans. And
wow,
try to
sounds
do everything
great.
From scratch.
Well, that's
we're
good.
Both on diets and we're really hungry, so yeah. You got to stop talking about all this stuff.
And I'm a mac and cheese freak, man. Yeah. I love me some mac and cheese. So,
who doesn't?
Right, yeah.
Who doesn't?
Oh,
right.
So good.
And when
so
you're an
good.
Adult, sometimes you just have to get fettuccine Alfredo because they don't have mac and cheese.
Yeah.
So anyway, how about Christy, your beautiful wife? Is she an experienced restaurateur as well?
She's been in it with me for the last 10 years, but she's a whiz at YouTube, and that's where she's
really
everything out if we have a problem.
So so you can find Bones Barbecue on YouTube?
Oh, no, that's where she just figured out everything that we needed to know to open a barbecue place.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that crazy? And you already knew the restaurant business. As I
right.
could tell by looking at your kitchen and all the stuff you had there, it's like a month and a half old, and it smelt like from the barbecue, the patina on your smoker smelt like you've been there for years.
Right.
So, Chris, do you have seating at your restaurant? Is it a takeout or is it a sit-down restaurant?
It's both. We have seating, and then we also have a bar in the back.
That's where everybody's bar should be.
Yeah, there is actually a bar in the back, too, and I think when you're going to have a restaurant, to have the ability to serve a beer with some barbecue isn't a bad idea.
I think I agree.
Just thinking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any Michigan microbrews there, Chris?
Not yet. We are working on it.
Yeah, brand new, so goodness sakes.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you can even get out of bed in the morning. You guys have got to be just killing yourselves.
Yes. Yes, we are.
All right. So Ithaca, Michigan, Bones Barbecue. It's the Chris and Christie Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Do you have a Facebook page or a website?
Yes, we have a Facebook page. It's Bones Barbecue.
Great. That sounds good. All right, Chris.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I'm going to see you Monday for lunch.
We're not open on Monday.
Oh, I already have an appointment set.
Yeah.
I'll have to call the guy. We got to go somewhere else.
So Chris, then here's the deal. Lock the door on Monday because he'll still come to knock on the door.
I'm glad I told you.
Funny stuff.
That'd be a buzz killer.
Right. It's a good
stuff. All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Hey, there you go, Bob. Another couple that are just putting it all out there to try to make a go of it in the barbecue business. I love supporting those. I'm so glad that you found those guys because you know what? Whether they make it or not, damn it, they're going after it.
Oh,
and obviously you had some.
Trust me, they're going to make it.
Some of their food.
They're already on their way.
Yeah.
They're selling out every night.
Right.
So.
Yep. Sounds like Ithaca was in overdue for a good barbecue joint.
And what town isn't?
Right. Exactly. Anyway, it might be time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man!
Today's man law number 38. Any man that is old enough and not in the military should at least support the troops.
Hell yeah.
Even if you don't agree with the war, they're your countrymen fighting to protect you, and you should show them your support.
Right.
Actually, I'll one up it a little bit. If you're of age, you should just go in.
Right.
You know, have the cojones. Go in, serve your country for a few years.
You've got a son doing that, right?
I have two sons doing it.
I understand, but one of them is going to deploy pretty soon.
That's
isn't
right, and it's not about me or us. It's every young man. I'm telling you, our country needs men. Right. We're turning into a country of, I don't know, what do you call those little tails they put on their hair, the man buns. We're turning into the man bun country. It ain't pretty. So go serve your country for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's a noble thing to do. I never did it, but this man law hits home because my father did. And you know what? I support anybody and everybody. Salute to those that are serving, whether you're in the military or one of our public defenders in many, many ways. You're serving others, and that's an amazing thing to do. But coming up next... we're going to continue this Irish part of this, and grilled bangers and some Guinness sauce might be on the menu. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey, this is Jop from The Grilling Guys. Build or redecorate with composite decking by TimberTech. Now through July 31st, you can save an extra 5% when you purchase both your composite decking and premium deck railing from Standard Lumber. TimberTech decking starts at $1.75 per lineal foot and is available in many styles and finishes. Visit your local Standard Lumber location for details
and enjoy the outdoors on your new redecorated deck. Check them out at standardlumber.com. Back. You listen to Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. We're going to bring this Irish cart to the station. But had a little fun today. I don't know.
Bring this cart to the barn.
Right. I enjoy Billy Quinn. He's a great dude. And he runs the best Irish bar in West Michigan. And if you're listening and you got a chance next Tuesday, be prepared to wait in line. But
or this afternoon, you could still
right,
go yeah, there.
Right. Exactly.
Because yeah, they're yeah. They've got a bunch of... They've got a bunch of bands starting this morning.
Right, and like the Tullamore Dew will be flowing. So.
Oh, you got to try a shot of that. If if you've never had it, I can tell you right now the effect is wonderful.
Right, yep. First-hand experience, speaking from Bob, Barbecue Bob.
When we were young newlyweds moving into Grand Rapids, we had friends telling us we needed to go to Pete Brown's office.
Right.
And so we went there maybe once, and... Then they changed the name. They found out that Pete Brown was actually English.
Oh.
And as you could tell from Billy's tenure or tone.
Broke, yes.
Yeah, that the English aren't so much friends of certain Irish people. So that they changed that name very quickly. Anyway, we're friends with everybody here. And we're especially friends if you can make a banger. And this is a piece of meat, okay? It's a sausage. If you've ever been to England, Ireland, Scotland, they have bangers over there.
Any of those lands?
And those, yes. I always had them for breakfast, and apparently they eat them all day long. But this recipe I found online, and it just was intriguing because it had Guinness for a dipping sauce with it. And you and I both love to do hors d'oeuvres.
Mm-hmm.
My wife tells me I overserve people.
Right. Well, you know what? You're not standing there twisting their arm making them eat it.
But I think if you she's make talking good about food, whiskey.
Yeah, but if you make good food, people will overeat, and that's the biggest compliment I can get.
That's right.
Right?
So this is a banger, and if you can find any bangers, if you can't, just find somebody who makes a decent brat, and it's close. Or just a
Sobey Meats, just 30 good, flavors of brats in their meat case every day.
And they might even have bangers just for St. Paddy's Day. Right. I don't know.
Yep.
It'd be worth going. But anyway, this is, and of course you grill the sausage, so find yourself a nice big smoked sausage, grill it up, and then make your Guinness dipping sauce. It's going to take some butter, some shallots, some garlic cloves, and then some Guinness and some fresh lime juice, and here's the thing I love, Jop, fish sauce.
I know you love fish sauce. Super strong. Word up on fish sauce. Use it sparingly.
And a little bit of sriracha and ketchup and honey and ginger and rice vinegar, which is also one of my go-tos, sugar, salt, pepper, and that's going to make you a nice dipping sauce. It's going to I love the profile on that. I'll put that on our Facebook page.
Right.
Won't necessarily put it on the website because that's something I stole from I think the Food Network.
So grilling sausages, couple pointers there, is that I would use that on a lower heat, not on a super hot heat, because you don't want that skin or the casing is what it's really called. It's not a skin, it's a casing. You don't want that casing to pop because it'll dry out for you. So, and then the second thing is roll them every couple minutes. Just keep them rolling because you do not want that casing to pop. If it does, it's not the end of the world, but you lose all the juice in the banger. And at the end of the day, you don't want to be eating a big, hard piece of banger. You want something that's a little juicy and
well,
a
basically,
bit
you put that's great, good advice, Jop. You put all that stuff into a saucepan, and
are we back to the sauce now?
Yeah, you bring it to a simmer, and transfer it to a blender, blend it well, and it's done. It's going to be good.
Right, really good. All right, well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, St. Paddy's Day is a big day to party. If you're going to do it, get a designated driver. Be safe out there. Enjoy yourself. Go see Quinn and Tui's on Plainfield Avenue on the northeast side of Grand Rapids. You will not regret it. It is the authentic Irish bar in West Michigan, and have a little bit of fun. And we look forward to talking with you next week.
Top of the morning.